This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, let's see what I managed to pull out of the hat today. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger system. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We have a lot of things happening in the world of the legal realm today, and so today we're going to tag team with you, and we're going to bring to you the starting out with the co-counsel and then the lead counsel in the Young case. And the co-counsel, of course, he's sort of like everywhere, but joining us first is attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. Good evening, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Now, you guys had some stuff happen with the Young case, and we're going to talk to Alan Beck about that in the second half hour of this hour. What have you got going on? What do you see going on out there? What's going on with the bump stock thing? What's going on with the magazine thing in New Jersey? All these things that you're these other things that you're involved in.
So, yeah, we've got the bump stock case. You know, I'm going to go in order of what's closest to me.
Okay.
You know, we filed a bump stock complaint on December 27th. It was the day after they published the final rule, you know, during the government shutdown. And then we briefed it, and it's fully briefed as of Friday the 9th. And we have a hearing on it in D.C. on February 19th, which is, you know, next Tuesday. I don't know if the judge is going to rule from the bench on whether or not she's going to grant our preliminary injunction, but I mean, we just made some really epic filings and went through the tortured logic of the ATF as to how they're going to make a bump stock a machine gun. And just, you know, honestly, I think we eviscerated all of their points. You know, again, what the court's going to do, the court's going to do, but I feel really good, in our reply, in our moving papers, that we stand a really good shot at getting the rule frozen on Tuesday.
Let me ask you a question, I just want to play their stupid game. If you pull a bump stock off of a weapon and it's just sitting there, is it a machine gun then?
That's a good question. So if it's considered a machine gun, then it doesn't matter if it's attached to the host weapon. It's still a machine gun.
Really?
So, the rule goes into effect on March 26th. If you just have a bump stock, guess what? You've got a machine gun. And 10 years in prison and $250,000 fine, all the fun stuff that goes along with that.
They currently don't know who actually has these things, though, do they?
Well, they don't, because, you know, they're not they're not machine guns. They're not firearms. They're not serialized. And you know, unless they've got the customer list of whoever sells bump stocks, then no, they don't know who owns them. But,
right.
You know, the really stupid part about all of this, and this is where the government's logic totally comes crashing down around them. You can do the same thing with a rubber band.
Or your finger.
Bump stock. Or your finger. But let's just say you needed some other type of assisted device. You can do
right.
it with a rubber band. So now, you know, I was talking to another attorney today, and I'm like, look, Walmart has 500 on sale for $5.99. I'm like, so 500 machine guns can fit in one tiny bag, and I can get it for less than $6.
I'm still trying to play the stupid game. Wait, how many moving parts are on a bump stock? One, two? And maybe an adjustment on there and something to lock it in place. They're not always bump stocks. Sometimes you can just lock them in place. So it has three moving parts.
Maybe three. Maybe I'll give you three, but you know, it really doesn't do anything except, you know, allow you to bump fire more safely. And what they're saying is no, it allows you to fire automatically because it harnesses the recoil. And I'm like, there's nothing in a bump stock that can harness the recoil. That was the big issue with the Aikens accelerator. It had an internal spring that, you know, pushed the firearm forward and you know, counteracted the recoil and allowed it to reset the trigger. And then you could, you know, keep holding down the trigger, even though the trigger would functionally manually reset. The ATF said, well, this is too close to a machine gun, therefore it is a machine gun. And that's why they removed the spring and made it not a machine gun. Right. In my Kodria case, I represent David Kodria, who's a prominent journalist/blogger.
Know him.
And he's got an Aikens accelerator that was classified as a machine gun. They took out the spring. Now it's not a machine gun, right? Well, when the final rule goes into effect, that non-machine gun will now be a machine gun again. So, yeah, it's really interesting. You know, it's such a fascinating case. You know, I've got this piece of cultural history and that was a machine gun at once. Well, was not a machine gun at first, then was a machine gun. Then they took the spring out. It's not a machine gun. And now the ATF says, well, it really is a machine gun. I mean, just make up your mind. And see, this is what I try to tell people. It's not just about bump stocks. They're laying the groundwork, you know. We like pistol braces, right?
Well, I mean, they can ban flashlights based upon
this,
right?
They can ban whatever they want, but I'm just saying the next logical conclusion is binary triggers. And then they're going to say, well, we looked at the pistol braces. People shoulder those. So they're really, you know, I guess designed to replace the stock. Therefore, they are a stock, and now you've got an SBR, an unregistered SBR. It goes on. I mean, those rules write themselves, and all the ATF has to do is go back and say, well, Congress didn't define what a pistol grip was in this portion of the law, therefore the ATF can define it. No, that's not how it works. You know, the ATF gets to play a little bit within the statute, but when Congress defines something, that's the end of it.
Right.
Congress defined what's a machine gun. It's operated by a single function of the trigger, and it continues to shoot automatically until the ammunition is expended.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just wondering where the rounds come out of the bump stock. Don't they have to have doesn't every gun as a common denominator have a barrel?
Well, you're being logical, Bill.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
That you leave the logic at the door.
Yes, sir.
Like that for the same reason that the statutes classify a suppressor as a firearm when we both know a suppressor does not shoot anything. It doesn't fire anything by the act of an explosion. It's a series of baffles and tubes. So, but you know, they classify a suppressor as a firearm. I mean, even if I had just a drop-in auto sear, that's classified as a machine gun in and of itself. So if that's just sitting on my desk in front of me, that would be a machine gun or a lightning link. Are you familiar with those?
With a what?
A lightning link.
I am not familiar with lightning links.
Okay. It is literally a folded piece of metal. You can look on the internet. You could probably make one yourself. You'd be going to jail if you did.
Mm.
But that would convert an AR-15 into a full auto. And it is honestly a stamped out piece of metal. You just put it in your gun and you know, fun times ahead, prison time ahead, but you know, you get to.
What if I get the metal and it was made in 1985?
If it was registered prior to May 19, 1986, then you would be totally fine to have a lightning link that was registered.
Okay.
Totally fine to have a drop-in auto sear that was registered.
Right. Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the first break. The legal shenanigans just, what am I supposed to do here? I'm trying to, I try to live a logical life and I can't. Stephen Stamblia, of course, he's running around all over the place. I mean, literally running around all over the place. He and Alan. You'll find out all about that. He will be with us through the next segment as well. And then we'll get with Mr. Beck. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Here live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. home of the binary trigger that Stephen says they might be coming for. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking to Stephen Stambolia. Okay, so the bump stock is fantasy land and everything else. So, okay. What else is up with you right now?
I've got a whole bunch of stuff, and I know you're going to talk to Alan later. They said oral arguments in that case, in the Young v. Hawaii case on March 25th, and I'll let him fill you in on that. I've got a New York case, you know, the taser case. New York doesn't want you to be able to defend yourself with anything, and God forbid you desire a less than lethal means to defend yourself. You're just can't do it in New York. So we've got that coming up, and, you know, that's all been briefed, and so we're just waiting for the court to issue a ruling on that. And then, of course, you know, we've got the Nixt case. You know, they quit processing appeals, and then we filed a bunch of cases, and Congress passed a law in March of 2018, saying that now Nixt has 60 days to process appeals, and to be quite honest, it looks like they're doing their job, but they're still not processing NFA appeals. So if you had applied for a suppressor, and let's say you're on a trust, you have two or three people on your trust, and one person on your trust went into a delayed background check, everyone gets delayed.
Right.
And so here's why we filed the lawsuit. I'm kind of missing the point here. They refused to process the appeal. So if you got denied trying to buy a suppressor from the FBI, the FBI said, no, the ATF denied you appeal to them. And the ATF said, no, the FBI is the one that denied you appeal to them. And the FBI eventually said, yeah, we're not going to process your appeal because we don't have to. And so I sued the FBI over their failure to allow Nixt appeals for NFA items. And that is languishing in the court right now, just waiting for a decision as to whether or not they want to break up my eight plaintiff case, or if they want to keep it eight plaintiffs and let the case proceed. We haven't even gotten to the merits of that, but that's going. We're looking at a case in New Jersey over their New Jersey's refusal to allow certain types of people to buy firearms. Like there's an older lady that the police said you can't even get a purchase permit because you're too old. Not that you can't safely have a firearm, but you're too old. That's the words that the police officer used. And he's going to be very upset to find out that we have those words. And so, yeah, we're putting together something there. And we're looking at other cases. SHOT Show was fantastic because we got to meet with some of the manufacturers that are going to give us the data needed to take some of these cases. And, you know, they're not all gun cases. You know, we go after all weapons. We, you know, you have the choice. We're in America. You're an American, and you have the choice as to what weapon you want to use to defend yourself. So if it's a switchblade, you should have that right. If it's a taser, you know, by all means, whatever you want to defend yourself with. And then there's some other cases that I can't say yet because, you know, Alan would probably get on me if I did. But, you know, we've got a lot of things in the pipeline right now that are either in court waiting for opinions or yet to be filed that we're kind of still putting together.
When do you sleep?
I don't sleep much, unfortunately. It's kind of I have really bad insomnia, which is helpful sometimes and really, really terrible other times. The latest bump stock reply I was doing on Friday. Thursday morning, I woke up at 2 o'clock. I got up, ran to my office and wrote something down. It was an analogy about an automatic transmission versus a manual transmission. And I was making the analogy saying, if you're saying that a bump stock is a machine gun, then that same analogy applies to a manual transmission actually being an automatic transmission.
That's right.
And I mean, it read really, it was a perfectly clear, coherent thought while I was just on the cusp of, you know, waking up and still being in sleep land, dreamland. And I went and wrote it down, and man, it really just hit it. But yeah, I don't sleep much, to answer your question. It's never ending because there's not a lot of us that do what, you know, there's not a lot of me. There's me and Alan,
right,
or Alan and I, however you want to say it. And then you've got, you know, the big organizations that take the big cases, but you know, there's a lot of important cases that unless we take them, we'll never get taken. And so, you know, Alan and I were doing the work of like 10 attorneys, but there's only two of us.
Right.
Young in Hawaii, they have 12 attorneys.
Facing you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, have any of the major gun rights organizations stepped up and said, hey, we're here for you, brother? Still drought.
It depends what you mean by it. We're here for your brother.
Right.
We've had some conversations. We've politely declined some assistance, and I'm going to use that term assistance loosely. And,
right,
you know, I'm in touch with other gun rights. Well, another gun rights group. I'm in touch with their lawyers, and, you know, we collaborate on some things behind the scenes. But beyond that, no. I mean, it's Alan and I, and, you know, we're a two-man wrecking crew, and we do the needful. We do what needs to be done, and, you know, we might ultimately lose the bump stock case, but we're going to go out fighting. We're not just going to roll over and accept it. And that's the thing that bothers me so much about the NRA. They've asked for these regulations, and they're not doing anything. I mean, I guess that would be hypocritical for them to ask for them to be regulated and then go file a lawsuit. But I haven't seen them really come out and do anything about it.
Right. Well.
And maybe they're busy in New York fighting Cuomo, you know, on their liability, their insurance lawsuit. But I mean, it just bothers me. They have so much money, and you know, I don't have a lot of money, but I put it to good use,
you know,
doing what needs to be done. And that's what we're going to keep doing. We're going to do what needs to be done, and we're going to keep fighting. There's a law coming out in Hawaii that basically bans all semi-autos.
Well, we're about to run out of time. Coming up next, thank you for joining me. You go hang out with that young lady of yours. And coming up next is lead counsel Alan Beck of the Young Case. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pleased with the tentative budget deal, as is Chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. President Trump's reaction to the tentative deal, though?
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled. Because we're supplementing things and moving things around, and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less, really from far less important areas. And the bottom line is we're building a lot of wall. Right now we're building a lot of wall.
A winter storm is causing thousands of flights to be delayed or canceled from Chicago to New York City, and the Dow closed up 373 points higher to close at 25,426. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
All right, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Joining us for the first time ever. And I didn't get to meet him at SHOT Show because he was running around. I met Steven for 5.5 minutes, and Alan was nowhere to be seen. His lead counsel in the Young case, Alan Beck. Good evening, sir.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. You guys had to do a little work today with the Young case, and it is going forward in bonk. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that right now.
Well, about a week ago, the Ninth Circuit said that the full court, full Ninth Circuit, is going to hear it. That's what it means by something going in bonk. And because right. The Ninth Circuit's so big, it can't fit all of its judges into one courtroom, or at least that's the excuse it uses. And so what it does, it randomly draws from the currently available pool of Ninth Circuit active judges for 11 judges to sit in bonk in order to rule once again on Mr. Young's case.
Now, the last time we had something like this happening, they had. Go ahead.
Today, all we were doing was the defendants have asked for additional briefing. And since we've, there's been thousands of words spent already, we're opposing that motion because we don't see anything helpful that they could come of them having another opportunity to brief. Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
What I was going to ask is last time, with the Peruta case, They had the three panel judges found for Peruta. Then in bank, I guess it was because they thought they were going to be talking to Hillary Clinton as the president. So they ruled against Mr. Peruta. You had the same sort of circumstance where the three judge panel ruled for your client. And do you expect in bank to go against you? Because I know where you're going to head after that happens. Are you sort of hoping it does rule against you so you can take it to the Supreme Court?
Well, I mean, I want to win my case off my client as soon as possible. But it's hard to find a path where the Ninth Circuit can rule against us without splitting with current courts. Because right now, Hawaii is a no-issue jurisdiction. The county of Hawaii, which is where my client lives, has never issued a handgun carry permit. So I think the Ninth Circuit would have to find there's absolutely no right whatsoever outside the home, which is something that even the courts in New York and New Jersey have been unwilling to do. All of them assumed that the right extended outside the home and just said that because this is a May issue, we can ration the amount of permits we have. But here, because we're dealing with a no issue, I mean, the Ninth Circuit would have to take an extremely novel approach. And if it does that, then that just opens the door to a trip to the Supreme Court.
So in a perfect world, they would rule for you. But then if that happens, do you think that Hawaii would appeal it to the Supreme Court, or would they be looked at the way D.C. was looked at when D.C. was trying to get out and stay with their May issue scheme? And I think a bunch of states probably called them and said, don't you dare appeal this one more time because you'll ruin it for all of us.
Well, I think Hawaii is less beholden to political pressure on the mainland than D.C. is.
Right.
Because D.C. is right next to Maryland, New Jersey, and New York, which are the major May issue jurisdictions.
Right.
Why is, I think politically, the Attorney General is going to be forced to take it up from the local voters, and whatever pressure Hawaii may get from external pressures is going to be a lot less than the internal pressure to keep going forward. So if we do manage to prevail in the en banc court, I mean, I have a strong suspicion they'll, but the state of Hawaii want to take it up to the Supreme Court just so they can tell the voters they've fought as hard as they could.
What is the crime rate like in Hawaii?
Well, the crime rate is actually fairly low. But
yeah.
It's been going up recently. And notably, it's been going up with a violent crime. So because of that, there's been a bit of a uptick in the ownership of firearms.
Okay. Well, that part doesn't surprise me. I just I was always under the impression that I know that there in Hawaii, don't you have to be like a security guard of some sort to even be considered for a permit of any sort?
You can own a firearm in your own home if you get a permit, and they're pretty easy about giving permits inside your home. It's
right,
but outside the home, you have to be a security guard, or they won't issue you a handgun carry permit.
Well, I know that Mr. Young, so there would be no loopholes in there. He wants to carry everything, doesn't he? Mace, and tear gas, and CS and all this other stuff, carry open, carry concealed, yeah. Handcuffs. He wants it all.
He wants to be able to exercise his Second Amendment rights to the extent that, the Constitution allows him to. And yeah,
right.
I mean, that, includes, more than, just a handgun. He'd like to be able to carry whatever arm is best for the situation he's going into.
Right.
And,
now, I think he was actually pretty smart for that. I watch these guys do these things, and all the time I see these loopholes that are left in place. I think that was pretty smart of Mr. Young.
Yeah, no, I think the point he was trying to make is that, look, I mean, these are all the things that are banned in Hawaii right now. I mean,
right.
I don't have a meaningful way to defend myself, which is unfortunate because my client, Mr. Young, is a retired infantryman. He spent 21 years in the Army Infantry, did two tours in Vietnam. And, yeah, I think we have an obligation to give someone that spent the best years of his life, you know, defending our country, now that he's, frankly, too old to be able to realistically defend himself with his bare hands. You know, I mean, it's, I think it's very hypocritical of the state to deny, you know, a combat veteran a his the right to carry a handgun to defend himself, especially as a senior citizen.
We're coming up on the break real quick, and I want you to hang on for me, if you will, between that. I've always thought that military veterans and police were the only ones that the anti-gunners said should be able to carry a gun. He certainly has had training, and he's actually been shot at if he was in Vietnam. So, I mean, he seems like a prime candidate to give a permit to, but I guess not in Hawaii, and that's what you're trying to change. So when we get back, I want to ask you about how this compares to this New York State case, because I kind of have a feeling of what the Young case is going to turn out to be. I want to get your opinion of the New York State case that's going before the Supreme Court. I'm speaking with Alan Beck, attorney at law. He's the lead counsel in the Young case. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to lead attorney of the Young case, Alan Beck. Are you familiar with the New York State case that's about to go before the Supreme Court, Mr. Beck?
Yes, I am.
Now, a lot of these people that are reading into this are saying that if the court comes down on the side of the, you know, the for the gun owners and, you know, for freedom or however you want to put it, that will herald the age of constitutional carry throughout the United States, where I kind of think that with the Young case, you guys were sort of there for about 2 or 3 minutes initially when the original three-judge panel found for Mr. Young, weren't you?
Well, the court did not rule that we have a right to constitutional carry. It found that we have a right to carry,
right,
but not permitless carry.
I mean,
there was, they didn't overturn any sort of permit requirement. And the New York case is, in fact, less likely to break constitutional carry. The reason being is that's not really the matter before the court. What's before the court is a law that says you cannot transport a firearm outside of the city limits of New York. And the plaintiffs there want to be able to carry to ranges outside of New York City.
Right.
And one of the plaintiffs wants to be able to carry to a second home that he has. And we're just talking about transport in his trunk, locked up. He's not allowed to do that.
Right.
And so that's such a onerous restriction that you can't even transport from one house to another that, the Supreme Court can rule in favor of the litigants in that case on pretty narrow grounds. So the ruling itself is not necessarily going to be, just anything mind-shattering. What's going to be important about that ruling is the methodology by which they come to a ruling for the plaintiffs in the New York case. And there's two sort of main paths. I think the one we'd like, which is less likely, is simply a history-only approach. If it was protected at 1791, The government can't restrict it. And that's the approach that was pushed by Judge Kavanaugh in his dissent in Heller 2 while he was at the D.C. Court of Appeals. And most likely, Justice Thomas probably is on board with that approach. I think more likely is you're going to see the traditional levels of scrutiny, which is a tool used in law to see how much of government interest is required to infringe on a constitutional right. And you'll probably, and in the lower court, the Second Circuit ruled in favor of the city of New York City, applying something called intermediate scrutiny.
Right.
How they use that is in a way that's much more deferential to the government than intermediate scrutiny typically is. So you can see as technical of a ruling as New York City, Second Circuit applied intermediate scrutiny wrongly. Here's the appropriate way to use it. Go back down and do it again. Or it's unconstitutional, apply intermediate scrutiny for the following reasons. You know, and even though that doesn't seem like it would be that significant, just getting a methodology that all the courts have to adhere to is very important, you know, as the Second Amendment jurisprudence progresses.
Is it odd, and I've asked Stephen this before, and I'd like to ask you this before, across the United States, especially on the left side, and I know why they don't do it, but I mean, they look at Roe versus Wade, and that's like, you know, like it came down from the mount, like Moses brought it down on a tablet. And then at the same time, they look at the Heller decision and they get out there and they constantly go against Heller. They constantly go against McDonald. And, you know, this marks 11 years. It's been 11 years since we saw Heller. Shouldn't that be running things right now? Should we see as many restrictions out there as we see out there with the states? Because, you know, most of the time these guys always defer to the feds, and I know they're out there going, states' rights, states' rights. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, this is just such a political issue that these judges are, they're beholden both to their views of the law and their own personal politics. I think we're really seeing that in the past 11 years is that a lot of the judges are, you know, they believe a certain way on firearms policy, and how they rule is, the only way that they'll rule for a firearm, is it's directly on the square corners of Heller, i.e. a handgun inside the home banned.
Right.
I think that's, it's unfortunate, but because of the political nature of this, I think we need the Supreme Court to say one more time, this is the way to do it. It shouldn't take that, but ultimately that's what we're going to need, just because of the judges, across the board, federal court system have, been less than enthusiastic to apply a Supreme Court doctrine.
Yeah. All right. The thing that I've been looking at is with the case that you guys are working, the Young case, they've already ruled in the Peruta case that there is no constitutional right to conceal carry. But Heller says there's a right to bear arms, so is this where this whole open carry, constitutional carry thing may arise, or am I reading that
wrong? Yeah, I mean, if concealed carry is not the right protected by the Second Amendment, and there's a right to bear arms, well, it's got to be open then. And, my client applied for a permit to carry either concealed or openly. He is aware of the historical prohibitions on concealed carry, and he just wanted to cover his bases, just apply for as many things as possible.
Right.
And, it's
Is that the trap the Ninth Circuit, is that the trap they're facing? Because they've said no constitutional right for or concealed carry, but now they're going to have to say there's no right to carry at all, right, in order for them to go forward with this
That's
and
correct.
Rule against you.
If they're going to rule against us, in the, even with the iota of intellectual honesty, they're going to have to say there's no right outside the home.
California has some permits.
California has about 95,000 permits.
Yeah.
As of right now, and Hawaii has zero.
Yeah.
So you know, it's pardon the pun. Hawaii is a little bit more of a target-rich environment for litigation.
Yeah.
But it's basically the state right now knows that they're in a sort of a tough spot, where the Ninth Circuit's in a tough spot, and they want to avoid Supreme Court review. So they're trying to push for a legal theory that gets us remanded back to the trial court without the... that's what they're hoping the court will do.
I'm about to run out of time here, Alan. I hate to cut you off right there. I will be back in touch with you and Stephen because I want to. I'm watching this real close. I want to see what happens with it. Thank you for taking the time to join me tonight, though.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.